Now, she's a triple threat. Having appeared on stage, on screen, and music, Akenyo is slowly but surely taking over the entertainment world. Her songwriting is unique and passionate, and her live show is dynamic, bursting with truth bombs and pride. And declaring that the future is female, Zinzia Akenyo joins me in the studio for a chat prior to her appearance at The Plot in a couple of weeks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for coming on down.
Ah, no worries. Nice to hear some Sharon Jones there.
Oh, it is. It is such a great song too. It's just every time I play it, I feel happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
We won't hear any more from her.
I remember seeing her at Falls in Tassie years ago and just like how extraordinary she was, her stage presence.
Yeah.
And yeah, amazing, amazing woman.
She's one of a kind for sure.
Indeed.
Like I said in the intro, you are a triple threat. You have been an actor for 11 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
You have been on stage. You're now on a TV show, which I just found out about. It started last week. And, of course, you've got some amazing music out there. How did it all come about? What was the first thing that sort of got you into, I guess, that part of entertaining, whether it was acting the first thing?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I turned about 14, maybe like year 10, whatever that is, something in me just decided that I wanted to be a performer and specifically an actor. And so at that point I kind of I just definitely pursued that.
Yeah.
And studied acting in Sydney and have just gone on that trajectory. And in the last, I think now it's coming up to 4 years. I think getting into music was just important for me to expand myself as an artist. And it's just a different way of expressing myself. And it's really working well, I think, for me as an artist to be able to exercise my creative brain in that sense in different ways, like through theatre and through screen now, which is super exciting. And and then being a singer and a writer is really great as well.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's one thing to be on a stage and obviously performing and reading out things that people have written for you. But when you're on the stage singing your songs and things that you've written yourself, there must be a real sense of freedom and getting an outlet for you to sort of say what you want to say. What someone else has written.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly it. And I think that's why it works for me. I'm trying to find a balance of being able to do all of it.
Sure.
Which is tricky sometimes. But it is. It's very liberating to be able to sing about personal things and share personal stories of my own and my own artistic creations, I guess, that comes from the music that I write and produce. And but it's also pretty exposing as well, which is something that I push myself to do. But it's kind of, I'm getting better at it, but like definitely when I first started performing live as a musician, it's really terrifying.
I remember seeing you live probably about 3 years ago now, and it was at the Oxford Arts. I think it was supporting Earth Boy? And your stage show then, which I thought was amazing, your songs were awesome, but it was just you on stage and it was a bit closed off. I remember seeing your sort of side on, and now I saw you live at Big Sound just a few months ago and it was explosive, like dynamic compared to that first gig. I was like, wow, you've really opened up and become a lot more confident on stage now. Is that something you've sort of recognized as you've gone along?
Yeah, thank you for those kind words. definitely. I mean, I created that solo show for that Earthboy tour because for financial reasons, and also my band wasn't available, so I just really wanted to do it. So I was like, okay, I have to learn Ableton. I have to, my great friend Andrew Bruce, who has played keys for me in the past, he like taught me Ableton, and I just bunkered down and made that show.
Yeah,
but so it served its purpose, and and I think it was dynamic in a certain way, but it definitely. With this new music, and I mean, it's nice to hear that you really liked my show at Big Sound, because I feel like why I've gone a different way with this new material is because I feel like my strength is kind of coming from an acting background, which is like connecting with the audience and just performing.
Yep.
And kind of telling a story, and my songs like often are kind of narrative, and so that's why it's starting to just feel really joyous for me to just be able to like be there with people and share.
Yeah.
I think rightfully so, like it probably felt closed off because it was like, you know, that's what was cool about that solo show, which was like able to be kind of insular and technical. Mm. But then, yeah, it's really nice exploring just being like free, I guess.
Yeah.
Being able to move around the stage and see people's faces and things like that. So it's cool.
And I love that, like you're saying, talking about a narrative, because I think you've really started to put a narrative, particularly in that live show, and you're very vocal in between songs, just talking about what inspired the music you're talking about and why it's important to sing about it. And it comes through in your track that you've released this year, Woman's World.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of talk about what inspired you for that song and where the direction you're going. Is this something that you're going to put together into some sort of, I guess, narrative album or EP that's sort of going to have a bit of a theme running through it?
Yeah, well, so I've got an EP coming out probably early next year, which is super exciting, and the music that I'm playing in my live show now, so anyone who comes to the plot will hear this new material,
yeah,
plus some old stuff, which is really great. I was kind of having trouble writing, and so I went back to the way that I initially started to write when I started writing music, which was, yeah, again, coming from an actor performance storyteller background, I like to try and use stories that already exist. So it might be like an inspiration from a book or a piece of literature or a play, and then meld it in with my own personal stories. And there's something about it, and I think it's coming from an actor perspective where I'm able to be, as an actor, I'm able to be myself, but within the guise of another character, but still be authentic within that. Like, that's the goal as an actor, to show yourself, but through someone else's story. I'm still exploring it until I guess it feels not useful to me anymore. But my EP, the way that I wrote it, was really like accessing characters that I'd played in plays. Like Woman's World was an amalgamation of a character from a play called Disgrace that I did at Melbourne Theatre Company last year.
Yeah.
A play by a playwright named Ayad Akhtar. And I played this really extraordinary woman who, I found quite intimidating and amazing, and I thought, like, oh, if I could meet her, like, I just want to be her and whatever. And I was actually having like quite a bit of trouble accessing like her confidence and her strength, and then one day I cracked it. I was like, I just need to rise to that.
Yep.
And that actually taught me a lot about confidence and walking into a room and like being just like a strong, independent woman. And so there's a little bit of her in the song. And also, there was also inspiration from a play that I did at Sydney Theatre Company a couple of years ago called Boys Will Be Boys, which was about a female stockbroker.
Yeah.
And how to, the question really of the play was, how do you survive in a man's world? And yeah, from an all female cast, that just created such rich conversation around, yeah, what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man, and like societally how we navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
So and then naturally I have my own kind of, you know, I am a feminist and I have my own perspective on that, and so it all kind of I actually don't really even remember, but like I came up with I'm a very busy woman with a lot on my plate, and then I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So right around that, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to more music, because I feel like you sort of drip feed us songs here and there. Like,
oh, teasing you.
All right, good to hear there's an EP coming next year. Very cool. Now, we were talking about the screen. Now, of course, you have been on the screen on a little show called Play School.
Mm-hmm.
for quite a number of years, but you've also just started a show on Channel 10 last week called Sisters, which I didn't realise. How's that been? Is this like a sort of a first season of many, or is this like how did you get onto that show? Is it,
yeah,
what's your character?
Just auditioned last year. Actually, we shot a pilot last year, and then we had to wait until the end of the year to see whether it was greenlit. So it's gone to a full series, and hopefully if it does well for this season, we'll continue. It's Channel 10's new drama comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sisters. It's actually on tonight at 8:30. So tune in every Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's just started and it's an amazing story, actually. It's really like the stories are very female focused and focus on, again, what it is to be a woman in today's world, female friendships, same-sex relationships, relationships between mothers and daughters. And I think this is really pertinent and very the content that we really, a lot of people are craving, I think. It's pretty amazing that Channel 10 are, backing stories like this.
Yeah.
'Cause in that sense, I think that the industry in Australia is like, it can be quite conservative. And so I think that it's important that we keep pushing stories and not trying to second guess what people want to see.
Definitely. And not just having it on ABC or SBS, who are always pushing boundaries, but
yeah.
commercial TV where, people who just generally watch it because they want safe, boring TV.
Totally.
And watch something that actually challenges them. That's definitely a plus. Back to the music. I just noticed today, like on the AMRAP community radio charts, which is, we are a part of, the top 10 artists on that list, and Handsome, actually, Caitlin Park just mentioned it today.
Yeah.
There is a huge number of queer artists on that list, and including her and other artists that you just, and I really noticed that at the moment, there's such a great diverse range of artists, not only from different cultures, but also queer artists and people who are not non-gender specific. Do you think this is a real surge, is there people who are feeling a lot more confident in the queer community to go and make music and be more creative?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've noticed that. I think it's quite a complex thing. I think this, this happens in the acting industry as well around actors of colour. And artists, queer artists, diverse artists, they've always been here.
Sure.
It's definitely my opinion on that is that, you need to create space for, like I was talking about sisters, you need to create space for female stories, you need to create space for queer artists. And I think it then, if you do that and you do it in a genuine way, not just a kind of tick the box kind of, quota kind of way, which, I actually do believe in quotas, but you also need to feel that people genuinely want to program you, like whether it's a festival or a show or a theatre piece or whatever. But then what happens is that if you allow people to be themselves, and this especially happens like in the queer community, especially what's happening with Australia at the moment, like with the marriage equality, there are so many things to make the queer community feel not included.
Yeah.
That once you actually allow space for other artists, other different types of people with different stories, then there is a confidence, then there is a thing of going like, oh, I feel accepted. And so, it's pretty simple. It's kind of like if you're at school and if you're bullied, like you don't feel that you can, you want to like fit in, but if you don't fit in, then you tend to like become a bit more insular.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, it's so cool that, I don't have the answer for it, but it's so cool that whatever's happening at the moment, that different types of stories and artists are coming through. And yeah, I'm pretty happy about it because get to just hear some amazing, cool artists.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing, talented musicians coming through.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's just very open and it's very refreshing and it's just fantastic to see. Right, you're playing at the Plot in just a couple of weeks, November the 18th. If you're heading along, make sure you get down there for 2:30 on the Future Sailors stage. And a great lineup as well. You're playing alongside people like Jess Locke and Odette, Stella Donnelly, Manu Crooks. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Pretty excited. Yeah, it's so good.
And I've been to the Plot the last couple of years. I can't make it this year. I'm so bummed. But it's a really good festival, like really nice vibe, very friendly. You see artists are socializing with the fans throughout the day, and it's just a really, really cool festival.
Awesome.
So,
now I'm even more excited.
And we'll look forward to some new music from you next year. And good luck with the show. Good luck with all of your other endeavors, because there's a lot of them. But thanks so much for coming on down to 2SER.
Thank you so much for having me.